Iraqi civilians continued to die in their capital city Tuesday in the bloodiest attack. Two minivans exploded near a university as students queued to board the vehicles. Police say 65 people were killed in the Shiite neighborhood. Earlier, two bombs were detonated 5 minutes apart in a used motorcycle marketplace. 15 were killed and dozens injured. This man saw it.
Many people died, and the people who came to rescue them were killed in the second explosion.
Tuesday's violence came on the heels of a UN report that said more than 34,000 Iraqis died in violent incidents last year. The UN gathered the information from hospitals and from the Iraqi Ministry of Health. The UN reported almost 100 people died every day. The White House Press Secretary Tony Snow did not dispute this report, although he has questioned other body counts.
Again, I don't want to get in the position of trying to quibble with the methodology of a report that we really haven't had a chance to study. It is clear that the level of violence in Baghdad and throughout Iraq is unacceptable.
At the White House, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon met in the Oval Office with President Bush. Mr. Ban says the deteriorating situation in Iraq is a grave concern. Mr. Bush spoke of shared goals.
And the United States wants to work with the United Nations to achieve a peace through the spread of freedom.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in the Middle East, where she won cautious Saudi support for the latest U.S. plan to stabilize Iraq. Saudi Foreign Minister Saud al-Fazzal said he supports the objectives of the security plan, but he would not comment on tactical details. U.S. military convoys have been heading north into Iraq from Kuwait amid questions about the Iraqi government's cooperation on a troop surge into Baghdad. Spokesman Tony Snow says Iraq's government is not dragging its feet.
There's already movement among some Iraqi brigades that are making their way toward Baghdad, so we know that those are going on. Rather than trying to sort of say, you have to meet this benchmark, yeah, you want to see progress and you want to see it soon, and we're starting to see signs of that.
General George Casey gave a clearer view of U.S. goals in Iraq.
I think you'll see a gradual evolution over the next 2 to 3 months, and then you'll see things continue to get better out through the spring, out through the summer and fall. It'll take some time.
For now, it appears the streets of Baghdad will remain a killing zone. Jim Fry, VOA News.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。